Good morning, brethren. This is Minister Neville Grafe, Church of God of Prophecy Ministry. This morning is a good day, a good morning to give God praise for waking us up and starting us on our way. We ought to give God praise. Now, you will find me reading again from Matthew chapter 14. And I want to begin at the 31st verse. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hands and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? And when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Yes, this morning I want to encourage somebody, some brethren, to put their hands in Jesus' hand. Cry out to Jesus this morning and put your hands in Jesus' hand. As Jesus stretched forth his hands, you put your hands in Jesus' hand. Jesus is near. Peter cried out. Jesus stretched forth his hand. Peter put his hand in Jesus' hand. Brethren, this morning, I come by to encourage somebody to put their hand in Jesus' hand. Put your hands in the hands of Jesus. As Peter put his hand in Jesus' hand, he was able then to stand again on the water. Peter was sinking. Peter was sinking to a watery grave. But when he stretched his hand forward and caught Jesus' hands, he began standing up on that same liquid that he was sinking to a watery grave in. Jesus is firm. Jesus grabbed a firm hold on Peter, and Peter was able to stand on solid foundation. That water, that liquid, that wave that was tossing, the wind that was blowing, you would find Peter once again standing on solid water, which is a paradox. Peter is standing on solid water. Why? Because he put his hands in Jesus' hands. He cried out to Jesus for help, and Jesus raised him from a sinking, watery grave and stand on the thing that he was so fearful of. Jesus asked him, why did he doubt? Peter get caught up in the winds. Peter get caught up with the wave. What is distracting you from Jesus today? Hallelujah. What it is that is distracting you from Jesus today, my brother? Can I encourage you, if you find yourself sinking, cry out like Peter did to Jesus. He is very near. He will save you. This is the reason he came from heaven to earth, to save us, to redeem us back in his Father's kingdom. So Peter is now standing on the thing that once he was afraid of. Jesus asked him, why was he afraid? Now that Jesus have him in firm foundation, he is now walking on the thing he once was afraid of. But his hand is in the hands of Jesus. Anybody want to put their hand in Jesus' hands today? Yes, brothers, I come by to encourage somebody to put their hands in Jesus' hand. Put your hands in the Master's hand. Put your hands in the man who stilled the water. Put your hands in the man who healed the blind. Put your hands in the hands of the man who made the lame to walk. Put your hands in the hands of the man who caused the blind to see again. Whatever your problem is, fix your faith in Jesus. Fix your eyes upon Jesus and put your hands in his hands. You will be all right, my brother. Not to fear. Jesus is here. Put your hand in his hand and walk with Jesus on the water. Walk with Jesus on your problem. Your problem didn't come to take you out. Your problem comes for you to call to Jesus and let the man, hallelujah, solve your problem. Put your hands in Jesus' hand this morning. Praise God. Put your hands in God's hand. Walk with Jesus. Yes, walk with Jesus. And he walked with me and he talked with me and he told me I am his own. Hallelujah. Walk with Jesus today. Hand in hand, we will walk. Hallelujah. Walk with Jesus today, my brothers. Hallelujah. Brothers, put your faith in Jesus. Do not fear. Do not doubt. Keep your eyes on Jesus and put your hand in Jesus' hand. You will be just all right, my brothers. God bless you. And God bless you very much. And thank you for hearing this word today, Father, that this word will go forth. And somebody will realize to know that they can truly put their hands in your hands, which will take care of all their problems. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.